Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is March 6th. I am not Joe. It is me, Anthony. Sad story. Joe was walking his dog and got hit by a scooter. He's hospitalized.
What happened?
It's funny you asked that, Ralph. I wasn't with him. I saw a video. And he was walking his dog, and this kid was at least going 65 on his razor and blindsided him. It was crazy, actually. His face is redone, and he'll be all right. Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
That was good.
That was good. There you go. But what kind of scooters is it? They're going 65 miles an hour.
Razor push scooter with the leg.
Oh, my God. Damn. Welcome back to the Basement Yard. As Davino said, it is Monday, March 6th. I'm in my new apartment right now, so you may hear a little echo because there's no furniture in this room, not even a table. We're just kind of huddled around this recording device. My dog's here.
And a fire.
Right. There's a little fireplace over here. But yeah, I made the move, so we're out of the old place into the new one. It's a little weird.
It's not. It's gorgeous.
No, it's great. I love it. But like you're alone a lot of the time, and
it's huge.
You know, yeah. This place is so big.
It's everyone's dream apartment. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, I don't know about that, but
it's got a beautiful roof.
It's got a beautiful roof.
The lights and the couches.
Ooh, I mean, couches. Oh, on the roof. Yeah.
If it was always summer, it'd be perfect just to stay up there and hang out a little bit.
I can't wait till it's like better weather. I'm going to wake up and just go outside and tan. I
might take off work and join you.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
I'm not mad. I've been drinking 10 a.m. beers on the roof by myself. Yeah. Texting everyone I know, please come over.
You know, I think about drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning sometimes.
Yeah, that means that's the first step in alcoholism.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not nervous.
The second step is acting on it. The third step is
admitting
becoming homeless because your parents hate you and no longer want to support you because you have a drinking problem.
My mom sees me bring home a six pack and she right away starts panicking. She tells my dad to like talk to me.
My dog's barking over here.
He looked at himself in the mirror.
That happens, you know. Man. So you drink six packs by yourself?
No, I bring home like a six pack. I have a beer after work every day. One beer. And my mom, oh no, he's an alcohol. Oh no,
not again.
Oh, not this. And I'm like, are you kidding me? It's one beer. Like, relax. Oh.
You should start drinking wine. It's good for you.
I could go through a bottle in 2 hours, an hour.
I can't drink wine.
Delicious. It's like water.
I physically can't.
No, Joey, it kills me. It's physically water. Physically. No,
I can't do that.
I love it.
It drives me insane.
No, I don't know.
There was one time I was out on a date with this girl, and I didn't know we were doing wine. It was probably like one of my first real dates. Like, you know, you go on dates when you're like in high school and shit, you just kind of like walk around.
Yeah, you go to Applebee's.
Yeah, something like that.
That used to be my first date spot. Continue.
So we went to a restaurant and, you know, I'm ordering, she orders her food, and then she just goes, can we get a bottle? And I was just like, I guess we're fucking doing this now. So I have to pretend I like wine. So she ordered a bottle of something and it showed up on like a cart with fucking ice and shit. And I'm just like drinking it like, oh no, it's great. I like it, you know? And of course the guy comes over and he makes you taste it. Mm-hmm. When they bring the wine out, it's like they give you a little sample and you have to like swirl it around your glass, sip it and be like, yes, I'll take that.
Did you do that?
I had to, yeah.
Or you just sit there and went, okay.
Yeah, no, I drank it and I was just like, and I pretended to sit there for a second like enjoying the taste. And I was just like, yeah, I'll have that. That's great. Like, it was so dumb.
That's awesome.
And then I was just drinking that the entire night and it's disgusting. I just can't.
I mean, it's come to a point. Here we go. Ready? To me, it tastes like water.
Yeah, you have a problem, dude.
I mean, and sometimes, no, but wine, it depends. Like, I don't like a big aftertaste, you know, strong. It's a little watery to me. So Andrea saw me drink it. She goes, yo, you need to chill. Like, you could drink a whole bottle. And I was like, I did. But again, my mom complained. No.
Anyway, so I moved into this place and like, I don't have a lot of furniture, like I said. And I had a bunch of artwork that was in my house and in the studio. So I was like, let me just take all of this And I had it, and I was sitting on the couch, and my brother Thomas was here, and I was like, dude, I want to hang up all these paintings, but like, no, like I have all these paintings I need to hang up, but I don't want to do it. And he's like, why don't you just use the app Handy? And I was like, the fuck is that? I thought it was like a Uber for hand jobs type of thing.
Video game.
Yeah, you fucking request it, they show up, beat you off, and they leave. You tip them through the app.
Like Uber.
But it's like for like handyman or whatever, handyman. A handyman comes over and he does whatever you need him to do, which is a cool app, free advertisement, whatever. But in this instance, I, you know, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do this. Well, me and Davino, we put up a couple paintings.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
No level.
Yeah, no level. And they're pretty fucking straight.
I think they're good.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to be a little bitch. Like, I'll put up my own stuff. But I had this coffee table and an end table that I didn't want to put together. And I also wanted to try out this app. So I was like, I could use this as an excuse for being lazy. So I ordered it. You like put in how many things you want them to build. So I was like, all right, one small thing, one medium thing. They have like options or whatever. And then they send it out, I guess, through the app to people that are around. And this dude accepts it. I text him. I was like, hey, thanks for accepting it. He said he was coming tomorrow. I was like, cool. Shows up. Cool guy. Whatever. You know, he's putting together the coffee table. Everything's good. And then he puts together the coffee table. And he's like, yeah, I just got a couple other things, like real quick, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I was like, cool. So then I went upstairs to go to the bathroom, and my friend Greg was here, and then he went to the bathroom, you know, like while I was in there, so I didn't know. So when I came out, I see Greg just walking around in the living room, and I'm like, what's up? He's like, where'd that guy go? I was like, what? He's like, yeah, where'd the guy go? I was like, I don't know. And he just dipped. He left. So he didn't make the fucking end table.
Did you check like your stuff? Like,
that's what, yeah, that's, I was nervous about that. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, you know, like the guy, I thought, I didn't know if the guy was like robbing me or whatever, but dude, I don't know. What I think happened is, you know, through the app, after a certain amount of time, so I picked those two things, and then it just made a time frame of 2 hours.
Ah.
So he was there for over 2 hours, and then I got a text from the app. It was like, rate your whatever. And at that point, the guy was still working. So it was like, oh, 5 stars. He gave him a $5 tip. And I was going to tip him a $20 bill also. But I already did that. And he was still working on the other thing.
You gave him a $20 tip while he was working?
No. I had it in my pocket. And I was going to give it to him. But I went to the bathroom real quick. Can you imagine I gave that to him? Then he fucking left. I would have been so pissed. But when I came out, he was gone. And I was like, all right, this guy already got his rating. Got a $5 tip through the app. So it's like,
$25 tip.
This guy made out. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was fucking pissed. I was so dumbfounded.
Maybe he read it wrong and he was like, all right, I'm done here. I'm just going to dip.
He knew. I know that he knew because he didn't say bye. And I was very friendly. I offered to buy him lunch. I was like, yo, I'm ordering from the diner. Do you want anything? He's like, no, I'm good. Like, he knew he was going to bounce. He's not leaving. Wow. He's not staying for lunch. But yeah, I mean,
that's crazy how he could do that.
I was fucking pissed.
Holy shit.
You know, they even offer, like, this, it's crazy because they even offer to, you know, if you're not going to be home, leave a key somewhere and they'll go get it and then let themselves in and build shit.
Wow.
So it's like, yo, this dude, I was there and the guy left and didn't do all the work.
Did he seem like a little weird? Like,
no, he was just a nice guy. And I was like, what the fuck?
Damn. Maybe he reached his limit and it said 2 hours and he's like, all right, I'm dipping. I'm not doing anything else. This kid lied and said, honestly, it was small.
No, but the end table is a small thing.
No, yeah, I understand.
The coffee table took longer than I guess he expected or whatever. He also broke his phone when he was there. He dropped it.
No.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't know what that is. I'm sorry, man, whatever. But, you know, I don't fucking know. But I was like, what the fuck?
You were nice to the dude. You'd think he'd stay for a little bit. Yeah. I would have taken the lunch and dip too.
At least like tell me. You're like, yo, listen, I was supposed to be here for 2 hours. I have another job to do. Like, I can't finish this. Yeah. I'd have been like, cool. And I still would have given the $20 tip. That's because nice. It did take longer than it did. You know what I mean? It did, you know, that's not my fault. The fucking app made the times. But yeah.
The table came out great.
Table was great. He did a phenomenal job with the table.
Now you got to put that shit together.
Yeah. Now I got to put together the end table.
We all come over with donuts again this weekend and do it.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. This kid, Davino, fucking calls me. He's like, yo, I'm coming up. What was like 10 a.m.?
was it 8? I texted you at 8 and I left at like 9-ish and got you at 10. Yeah.
He texted me at 8 in the morning. He's like, yo, I'm coming over with donuts. There's a donut place around there. They got phenomenal donuts. I'm coming. I was like, okay. Shows up. These donuts have, one's like a carrot cake donut.
One's like a huge peanut butter and jelly donut.
Yeah, which it tastes exactly like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
There was a coffee donut that you didn't try.
Because coffee's disgusting.
God. Yo, this coffee donut was amazing. It was kind of spongy on the inside, a little wet. You know, like tiramisu.
Like vagina.
Or that. And it tasted orgasmic. It was delicious. You didn't try it. What else did they have? The red chocolate velvet one.
Oh, they had red velvet.
How'd you like the chocolate?
Chocolate one was fire.
Yeah?
It was like chocolate with chocolate and then with chocolate sprinkles on it.
I'm going to bring them again. But I'm going to get the small ones. Fuck the peanut butter. We tried it. X that out. I think that was the only big one that they had. And then like a green tea one? No, we don't do that.
They have a green tea donut? These fucking hipsters.
The story is that I went in there and I was like, I don't know what to buy. I don't know what you like. And you're like, oh, yeah, just get like a 12-pack. So I was
Are they expensive?
Yeah, I mean, the big ones were. They're like $4.75 a donut. So I was like, all right, you know, give me these. Like, I got scared. There were people behind me. I've never been here before. They're pros. I'm not.
Yeah.
And I'm like... I'm like, I want these. And I didn't even get coffee. I wanted to get coffee. And they were just like, no, just I'll take those. I gotta go. And I scanned and I dipped. And I'm like, what did I do? I didn't want carrot cake, but it was delicious. There's walnuts in there. Oh. I'll go back and I'll bring some more over and we'll have a party.
You didn't get anything with like icing.
The red velvet. Listen, the red velvet wasn't red velvet. You bit into it and you tasted green tea. So it was a green tea red velvet cupcake.
How is that even possible?
A red velvet cupcake is just a color. It wasn't like that icing, you know, that good icing. I'm going to get good ones next time. There was only like, he picked like the first four.
You got to go in there confident, dude.
Yeah, man. I got to go in there acting like I know what I'm doing.
Figure it out.
Yeah, I was like, I was so nervous. There was people everywhere. They were like, you know, they were cool, but like I know in the back of the head they were like, yo, fuck face, hurry up.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the sponsor today. Only one today, guys. And guess who?
Blue Apron.
They're back. If you don't know what this is, it's a service. You sign up for it, food shows up to your front door. But not prepared. It's all pre-portioned. And you can make it.
Do they send you like chicken?
Dude, they send everything.
But is it like, you know, it looks like the chicken? Or is it like that we buy in the supermarket? Or is it seasoned already?
No. They give you everything. Like if it needs to be seasoned, they will send you packages of seasoning.
Oh, cool.
With it. And they give you step-by-step instructions on how to make everything. So not only do you have a nice meal, but you have a nice fucking...
good day.
No, you have some knowledge to bring with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
How to cook things.
All right.
And I might have to start using that because I just moved in and I don't even have pots and pans yet. I bought eggs. I don't have a pan. I don't know why I bought eggs.
Why would you do that?
I have to go buy them tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know why I didn't buy them today. I had a ton of time to do shit, but I just didn't.
Where are you going to go? Are you going to go to like a cooking supply house or are you going to go to like...
What the fuck is a cooking... I'm going to go to Bed Bath & Beyond or
Yeah, I was
going to
say go get Bed Bath & Beyond.
It's a cooking supply house.
Who knows? You can do whatever you want, bro.
I'm pretty sure you just made that up.
I didn't make shit up. Yo, I have a really funny story. Can I tell you really quick?
No, I'm doing Blue Apron right now. You can tell me afterwards. Okay. For less than $10 per person meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/basement.
Basement.
That's blueapron.com/basement.
That's attractive.
What was your stupid...
Oh,
story.
God, Joey, we're on, I'm an electrician. I work in the city and we're on the 51st floor. All right. On the deck, there's nothing else in front of us, just sky, World Trade Center and blue. So we're looking out today, me, my foreman, two workers and another helper. And I'm not going to use his name. And we're looking straight out into Jersey, because you can see Jersey from the city. We work right on Riverside. What is that? That highway?
What?
That highway by the Intrepid, Chelsea Piers, Espo plays there. What's that highway called?
What?
There's a highway. You know where Espo...
The FDR?
No.
I don't know.
It's in the city.
Whatever. It's irrelevant. All right.
So we're I'm looking towards the water, and you can see Jersey, and my foreman goes, he's talking to my friend, and he goes, yeah, look at that. He goes, it's all Jersey. It's beautiful. And my boy's like, yeah, it is. And he goes, look at that out there. You see that? And he goes, you see those mountains? And he's like, yeah. And he goes, it's the Rocky Mountains.
No,
so
you didn't.
So my friend goes, yeah, man, that's crazy. That's awesome. Look at that. And I'm looking at him like now like, stop. And I'm like, I look away because I'm going to laugh. And he goes, yeah, that's it right there. Look how it all extends. He goes, that's crazy. I didn't know like you could see it. And then one of the other Polish guys that aren't from America, yes, those are the Rocky Mountains. And he's looking and I'm like, yo, there's a certain level of fucking stupid and he's way past it. And my foreman looks at him and he goes, you fucking kidding me? And he goes, what? And he goes, Colorado's 7 hours away. I ran like full speed to the other side of the building laughing. He's like, oh. And I'm like, yo, you're just dumb. Like, you're just, yo, the Rocky Mountains. You go, are you serious? It was the Appalachian Mountains.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't breathe. I was dying. I was like, yo, you're, go down. Leave. And he's Jesus. Like, oh, you guys are fucked up. You know, and he tried to put a kick me sign on the back of my jacket. And I was like, nah, buddy.
You tried to put a kick me sign on it? Was this fucking 1990?
That's what I thought it was. I was like, yo, dude.
Fucking 1980s high school movie?
I was like, LOL. Leave.
Those movies were great.
I drank my coffee.
What was the last movie that was made that was kind of like that? I don't know. These kids, they don't know nowadays. Nowadays, they get High School Musical. They love that shit.
I love that shit. But
I know, but you got to have the 90s movies.
Yeah, like The Breakfast where Club?
Yes, Breakfast Club. But like the other movies where there's like a jock who's like shoving people into lockers. Fucking nerd.
That was...
You need that. You need to be bullied in high school.
That was the movie with Owen Wilson was a homeless guy. And the little what? The kids in junior high school or high school paid him to be like their protector.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I forgot Owen Wilson is a homeless guy.
I'm sure everybody will tell you what it is if they can.
All right, can you explain this again? I'm going to look it up as
you're explaining. Owen Wilson was a homeless guy and these little kids, like he was looking for a job and these little kids asked him to be like their protector in school. Like, come beat this guy up for me.
Oh, Drillbit Taylor.
Yep. That's it.
Right.
Did you see it?
I haven't, but I do know what you're talking about.
It's
now.
So funny. The kid from, forget it. I can't even finish the story. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. I liked it a lot.
I don't know. Whatever. So the last time Davina was here, we were talking about the fucking button from Amazon, which, by the way, I'm seeing a lot more of.
How? You went on Amazon?
I go on Amazon all the time. I buy everything from Amazon. I literally just spent $900 in one shot on Amazon.
But the table?
The table. I bought a liquor cabinet and a bunch of other shit that I probably don't need.
That actually comes to a good price for $900.
No, yeah. The table was $400.
Oh, good.
Liquor cabinet was $200.
How big is the table?
70 inches long.
How? Okay.
Across is 35.
All right.
So it's like a decent, you know, it fits like 4 comfortably, 6 you could fit there, and there's benches.
I like it because it's so country. It's crazy. I want a barbecue. Are you going to get a barbecue on the roof?
Yeah, eventually. But not like one of those. I don't know how to cook hamburgers on those fucking barbecues.
Just call me.
I can do grills, but the barbecues, the circle things, whenever I do it, the meat falls through the fucking...
You want a big barbecue, the ones that you open the top of your mouth?
Yeah, like a grill.
I want a barbecue this summer.
No, right. I'm talking about the little fucking charcoal.
No,
barbecues.
Fuck that. Throw that out.
Yeah, I know.
You got to put tin foil down.
No, you got to do a bunch of fucking things.
We're not going to a park and barbecue. We're trying to live.
Yeah, we're trying to live.
Drink beers, drink, you know, good country
drink
music.
Drink blood, and, you know, I mean, stay out of the moonlight.
I love country music.
This is a vampire movie now we're talking about.
Twilight.
What the fuck were we just talking about?
You bought...
Oh, the last time, the button. Yeah.
Yo, you mean to tell me you're not going to buy those buttons?
No, I refuse. But...
You can put them in your cabinet. A lot of them, just press them when you need them.
Yeah, but I still don't trust it.
Me neither, but what are you going to do?
I don't trust that. This guy's going to show up. Yeah, I got 50 fucking Doritos. Yeah. Can you imagine one of my friends found one of those things in my apartment?
I would...
Be abusing it. It's like this guy shows up with a truckload of fucking Cool Ranch Doritos. I wouldn't be upset, but I'd be like, yo, what the fuck?
And what if you liked it and it worked and you said, damn, yo, Davino, that's fucking great. It's so clutch. And then we all buy it and then everybody has it and then it just expands across the world and damn it.
Well, then I want equity if that's how it goes.
I started it.
But we were talking about this button, how it's kind of like ridiculous. It's making us all lazy and shit. But another thing that I think you found.
Two other things.
What was the other thing? I don't know. What are you talking about? All right. Why are you looking around? What are you doing?
I'm just blanking out. I thought we found two of them.
I don't know. But I remember you found this app with the dogs.
Yes. It's like, all right, when you were talking about Handy, I was on Instagram. And I guess because I downloaded the app, you know how Instagram now pop up on Instagram and you search? So this app is called WAG. And basically, it's like Handy. It's like Uber. It's Uber for your dog. Like, you see the guy comes to your apartment or your house. He picks up your dog, and it shows the route of where he went to walk your dog, and then it shows little pop-ups of where he took a pee and where he took a poo.
Are you kidding me?
Swear to God. And I looked at it, and I'm like, I just burped. I'm sorry. That's bad.
If I smell it, I'm going to hit you with my microphone.
I started talking right after. But it's crazy because, like, you see the route, and it's just... Don't get me wrong. I kind of think it's a good app.
No, I do too. Yeah. I just think it's a lot. You're putting a lot of trust in somebody.
But I feel like everyone's just copying Uber now with this whole route shit.
And, no, they are. And I think it's a great business model also. Yeah. It's creating a lot of jobs for people who don't necessarily need
what about
certification.
The dog walkers that have business already. Now, what do? They just convert over to this app?
I don't, dude, the ones in like Manhattan are chilling. I don't know how those fucking people walk 40 dogs at a time.
If at one point I saw this dude sitting on the sidewalk, like on like a bench thing, and there were like legit 9 dogs, and they all sat and lay down. They lied. Yeah. Did I say that? Lay down, lie down.
Yeah, whatever.
And it was the coolest thing. I just wanted to go roll around and play with them all. You know, like, whoa, buddies.
I saw this video actually on YouTube where there was this dude who was like a dog walker. Yeah. But they were all his dogs. They weren't other people's dogs. He had like 8 and they were like Rottweilers maybe?
Okay.
But they were all, no leash, would walk them all.
That's scary.
In Manhattan. So they would all sit when he wanted to. They would stop. And they would all, like, you know what I mean? They would all fought. Like, it was crazy.
They were good. People were probably scared.
Running. Oh, yeah. They were like, oh, fuck. What's going on here? But
we're dead.
Yeah, this guy was killing it. But those dog walkers, I don't know how they do it. I walk Charlie. I just want to kill myself. He's pulling me or he's...
Listen.
He hasn't shit all day. I'm pretty sure he's going to wake me up at 2 a.m. to try and take a dump. Or he's going to dump on my bed.
Listen, these guys are walking dogs for what? $45 a dog? And they're twice a day?
A day?
They know what they're doing.
Wait, is that what the cost is?
Yo, all right, put it this way.
Did you look this up?
Listen, no, I spoke to somebody, but listen, do the math. Say you're a dog walker. Oh, I'll charge you $25 a walk, and you have 8 dogs that you're walking. Or like, say like 5. What's that right there? What is that? 2, 4, 6, 8. That's 10.
This is good.
110, 20, $125 a day. Listen,
that's so cheesy.
I know. I don't even know if that's right.
Say 10, it is $125.
$125 for a morning walk. Now imagine if you want an afternoon walk. That's fucking $450. No, it's not.
What?
No, it's not. That's
$250.
$250 a day. Time out, Joey. That's
yeah. Here we go. Wait, what do you want? What do you want? I'll help you.
Multiply that by 5.
Multiply what by 5?
$250.
$250 times 5? That is $1,250.
A week. Say that happens a week. That's only 5 dogs. Imagine if they want, I want you to walk my dog once a day. No, how about in the afternoon too? Because I'm at work 99% of the day. So think about that. Oh, forget it, bro. And that's cash? The fuck that?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I'll
quit my job today if you give me 8 dogs.
I feel like $25 a walk is heavy though.
Heavy? What do you mean 20?
Who's paying that?
Park Avenue? People on Park Avenue?
Obviously those guys are.
You see them all over.
But I'm saying like in general. How do you get into
it? I'll go up to anyone who lives on Park Avenue and be like, $50 all day, twice a day. That's what you got to say. Listen, $50 twice a day. I'm your guy. So put it together. That's how much
you're
a week
also walking
for somebody?
Dogs, trying to keep them away from people, taking dumps, chasing pigeons.
Wait, listen. Yeah. $50 a day for 2 walks. For a person, that's
$100.
It's $125 a week.
Wait, what?
$150 a week.
What's $150 a week?
For a person, if they go, okay, I'll take that deal. $150 a week. You walk my dogs twice a day. Take the $150. That's a steal.
You said $150 a week?
No, a day. Shit.
Wait, what? You get confusing. Right. Your math is really fucking terrible.
All right, so you got $50.
A day.
A day.
Right, so for that's how long? Monday to Friday?
1 week, so that's...
Listen, 50, 100...
No, I'm doing it!
150, 200... Right, $250.
$250 a week to walk your dog twice a day? That's pretty good if you ask me. All right. You know, if you even want... Damn, yo, I'm really stupid.
Even if you got, if you had two dogs, you're chilling.
I'm an electrician, bro. I can't do math.
Yeah, it's all right. Okay.
I can measure off of walls, and I can make your fucking house light up.
Exactly.
I'm not a bit...
Mm-hmm. You can't do math.
Nope. Zero. I multiply. I can't even divide on paper, but we're not going to get into that because I'm an electrician. Let's keep going.
All right, so anyway, 12 times 12 is... All right.
Shut up, bro. I need a calculator for everything.
Yo, the only reason why I know what 12 times 12 is off the top of my head, I'm really bad with math. I can do math like at light speed if I write it down. Even when you tell me it, I have to like write it in the air because I can't just do it in my head. Keith is like, you could tell him anything, like 13 times 406, and he'll do it in like... 10 seconds.
That's my dad. You could give my dad the craziest long division problem, and he'll be like, "All right, hold on," and he'll do it in his head, and he'll be like, "This is the answer." He's an accountant. He's nice with it.
Yeah,
it's crazy. He's nice with it.
I don't know what I was talking about just now. Whatever. Mm. Fuck. Anyway,
mine's
this app Wag is. I like these apps. They create jobs for people.
Handy, you know? And Wag.
Handy is a great job. You know, you get people who come over and just leave. Don't fuck with you after an hour.
Never hit you again. No, I'm going to use Handy for the house cleaning. Do it for my mom. Get that habit. And you sent me the...
And I get a $30 rebate there.
So I'm going to use that.
Yeah, I'm probably still going to use the app, honestly.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to like not leave and watch them work.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Or make it clear to them, listen, this is what I asked you to do. Like, will you do this or will you leave?
Right. Are you going to...
Fucking... How much did the guy make? 90...
What? 93. No, he off did. I don't know if he made that.
All right. The company. And he made... Say he makes... I'm not going to do this. A fucking coffee table for $93?
Yeah, okay. No,
I would have done it for you for $93. Pay me.
Yeah. And everyone's like, yo, you should report him and try to get some money back. And I'm like... Yeah, I'm like, this guy knows where I live, and also don't want to be the reason why he loses his job or something, or gets yelled at. He's like, oh, fuck this. Throw a brick right through my fucking window.
Or try to kill you.
Yeah. Jesus. Anyway. Also, so obviously these apps are making everyone more lazy than we actually are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm totally on board with that, honestly. I'm not going to pretend like I'm here like, oh, we should all work hard and do whatever. Because the other day I went to my laundromat before I moved in here, and I did all my laundry, which I was down to my last outfit, by the way.
You did your laundry? Like, you put the stuff in there and you...
No. I went and I dropped it off.
Yeah, I always drop it off.
No, I mean, I have a washing machine in my house, so like I could do it. I just don't. And my mom doesn't do it. She's like, fuck you. I've been doing my own laundry since I was like 14. She like gave up on me.
My mom recently stopped doing my laundry, like maybe I want to say a year ago, and she basically said, fuck you.
There you go.
You know, pay me more rent.
There you go.
And I struck her out real quick.
Sorry. But I went there and the guy was like, hey, if you need us to pick up your laundry, we'll come pick it up. We'll do it. We'll drop it off. I'm like, what?
They do that?
Yeah.
So they've been doing that for you?
No. I have a washer dryer here, so I do my own laundry. But
have you done it yet here?
Yeah, I did yesterday.
Is it cool?
It's fucking washing your clothes. What do you mean? Is it cool?
It's brand new stuff. It looks like it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know.
Did you flood?
Is it cool? What the fuck does that mean?
Did you flood it? Did you flood the house?
No. You're standing in the house. You okay?
Mm.
That math really fucked you up, huh?
Yeah, my eyes are killing me.
Oh, man. But that's an amazing thing. I will do anything to get out of folding laundry. I fucking hate it.
Did you tip the people that did your laundry? Like, would you leave like $5? Like, here, this is for you. Or you just give them what they...
Oh, no, I didn't. Is that bad?
No, because I don't tip either. I just give them the money and I leave.
I'm bad. I don't know.
I don't know if I'm supposed to, but they make
really
money
off. I'm a tipper,
off,
though. Yeah. Because I used to work. I used to be a pizza delivery boy, so yeah. I always tip at least... Like, there's a diner at the corner. Like, I can throw a rock and hit it. And whenever I order food, I always tip like $3.50, $4. Because when I was a delivery boy.
Are you kidding me? $3.50, $4?
And they're down the block.
At least give $5.
They're down the block.
$3.50?
Are you kidding?
So you hand him $3.50.
No, it's through Seamless.
So that's even worse. So at the end of the night, he's like, yeah, here's $3.50.
Davino,
are give you him crazy? The solid $4 or $5.
You're going to tip someone $5 for, I could throw a rock and hit it.
So then get off your ass and go get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'll give you $3 to do it.
$3.50?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I usually tip, like if it's snowing out, I'll tip people like $8.
Yeah. Not like, 10, but
oh
8.
Oh my God. You don't tip anyone, you fucking
I
asshole.
I do tip because my brother used to be a waiter. I know the feeling.
You tip 10. Yeah, you know not the feeling because your brother was a waiter.
Not,
what the fuck's
not
that mean?
Not 350, maybe like $5. If I know the person, yo, when Eric was my waiter at Alba's, I think I gave him like $40 once. He'll tell you I gave him a $40, $50 tip.
That's your friend.
I was intoxicated.
There you go. That'll do it too.
But I did. That's my boy. I'm going to take care of my boy. You never delivered shit to my house.
You never ordered.
Yeah.
Bitch.
My mom and dad did. I think, yeah.
Somewhere. I think I tip well. I always tip bartenders well.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Remember the bartender at Flat Tops? It was a dude. He was making all my money. Remember that?
Yeah,
that girl.
You ordered five drinks in a row.
Yeah, 5 drinks in a row, and I was just letting them loose. And he was like, "Yeah, what do you want? Anything?" I think he wanted
That's how you gotta do it. You go to a packed bar, you tip the guy $10 the first drink, and he comes back.
Yeah.
And then you start tipping him like $2. Yeah, sometimes.
I tip. I'm a good tipper.
Yeah.
Especially when I go out to eat.
If I go out to eat, even if the bill is like $20, I'll tip $10.
Yeah. No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
You'll put $9.50 down. Yeah.
You know what I do actually all the time? You can make your tip whatever you want on Seamless.
Yeah.
And I always try to make it a round number. So sometimes I'll be tipping like $4.17 just so the bill says $15.
Oh, whatever. I think you know I tried mean? That.
I always do that.
That's
you probably you can't do that because you can't add.
If you I'll tell you this. If you gave me 17 cents, I'd spit in your face.
You don't give them the money.
It doesn't matter. At the end of the night, they get the money. You fucking prick.
Dude, I worked at Portobello, and I used to get change all the time, and I fucking loved it. I'd cash it all in. Take it to the bank.
Yeah.
Right before a vacation, you got all the spending money you didn't know you had.
Mm-hmm.
You're chilling.
Kick you right in the teeth. Give me 17 cents.
Watch, you're like the worst tipper ever.
I'm not.
You tip everyone $5.
Yeah, that's it. Like, that's like the least. Like, you know, unless you get a check that's like fucking, what is it? Like $80, $90. You can't give $5. You got to give like, what is it? Like,
dude, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about if I order a burger and they walk it to my house.
Oh, give $3. Away. $3.
Exactly. That's what I said, you fucking asshole.
Not $3.50.
What's wrong with $3.50? It's $3.50
is terrible. I don't want 50 cents. What am I going to do 50 cents? Put money in the fucking quarter machine?
So you want less
money? Pay for parking?
You want less money?
I don't know.
You want less money?
I don't.
Listen, cents adds up, bitch.
Yeah, all right.
I'm telling you. That's what I'm talking about. I'll order a burger, $10. I'll give him $4.
You're not ordering just a burger. Don't be like that.
I do.
You ordered definitely like the other day, you ordered penny al vodka chicken and there was like three other things there and it looked absolutely amazing. What was your tip? $2.50? $2.16?
No. Tell I never me. Tipped two, ever.
What was it?
I don't know.
Prick.
I'm going to look it up now, you piece of shit. I'm going to fucking look it up.
You're a liar.
I'm a good tipper, and you're a fucking asshole.
I don't think I tip bad.
Who can't
That guy figure loved out me at Flat Top.
I'm looking it up. I'm going to find out right now. Penny al vodka. It was $14.95 wow. and a $2.25 Snapple.
I thought you said $2.25 tip. I was about to kick my shoe at your face.
Yes, but it doesn't say my tip.
Yeah, because it's $1.75. Oh, I'm down the block. Go pick. So why didn't you click go pick up? Like,
because then I would have to leave my house, and I'm one of these assholes who doesn't want to leave. All right.
Christ. Did you walk to the front door? Or did he come upstairs?
I always walk to the front door.
But you won't walk a couple more steps to the. All right.
I leave my door open. I make him walk up to my bedroom.
Next. That's great. I'm upstairs.
No, but there has been times where I worked as a pizza boy. And this is why I'm saying I'm a good tipper, because I'm not one of these people. I'm not a phenomenal tipper. I'm not out here fucking dishing out $5 or $6 every time someone walks 2 feet.
Hmm.
But when I worked there and I was delivering pizzas, like it would be 15-20, I think was what a pie costs. And they would give me $20 and then they'd ask for $1 back.
Oh.
And I'm like, you know what I mean? Which is like, fine. Like, whatever. It's your money. Do what you want with it. But in my head, like, I would never do that. Like, what am I going to do with this $1? Like, I'm giving you a tip. That's but yeah, crazy. Can I get $1 back?
What
yeah,
did you say go. To them? Did you give them a face?
Or I go, no, no, no. I go, yeah, here you go. Yeah, it's their money. They can do what they want with it. But like me as a consumer, I'm not going to be like, oh, give me $1 back.
What's the most you ever got?
From a tip?
Yeah.
I mean, from catering orders, you get like $40. But regular pizza, there was one dude, I remember, he lives on 35th Street. I know the house and everything. We always used to fight over the order. But he would tip. It's like a pie was $15. He would give you like $25.
Wow.
Yeah, he would tip. No, he would give you $20. He would tip more than what the pie cost.
Was he cool?
He was like an older dude. I'm assuming that he just had a bunch of money and he was old and he was like, fuck it. I'm a nice guy.
Wow. Who would fight? Like you and the other guys?
And the delivery guys. We'd see the 35th Street address. I don't remember what the specific address was, but at the time I knew it. And every time it popped out, we'd fight over it.
Would you really? Like, how did you win that?
I mean, you just had to be next up.
Wow.
So like, we would either just wait around. Like if we had our orders, like we could leave, but we'd wait around and make and be like, oh, is it? You know what I mean? We try to get it, but you know.
That's nuts. That's awesome.
Yeah, the guy was really nice, but that's it. Anyway, I think we could wrap up here.
Oh, wow. What time is it?
What time are we doing? What time is it? We are 36 minutes right now. Shit. Time flies yeah. when you're having fun, you little bitch.
Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Oh, shit. Man. I got to get a table in here.
And some sponges and some cake.
Sponges?
You know, maybe a little cake bar with cake pops.
Yo, I'm having fucking ice cream tonight for dinner.
I'm actually going to have a cookie before I go to my hockey game.
You guys going to win tonight or what?
Yeah. Why don't you come? No, man. What am I going to do, man? Like, just come watch you play? Everybody else has come except Joey. So, yeah, like, I'm just going to stay here and take care of my child.
First of all, not everyone has come except me.
Mm-hmm.
I would say majority of our friends haven't gone.
95% of them have.
No, 90% of them are on the team.
What are you saying? It's me and Dylan.
Ahmed, Ferg, and Nick. That's it. Name one other one. No one.
Dom's coming tonight.
Yeah. Well, allegedly.
It's a celebration.
If you say so. That is all, DeVino. Where can they find you if they want to contact you?
Same as always, Ant Vino. ANTVNO.
Yeah, fuck you. And that is all. Thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.